Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. We are heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in very, very warm Las Vegas, Nevada. Art Source, Galaxy Sports with us. Matthew Diabas, a sports historian. He's written books. He's writing another one. And we're going to talk to Art and Matthew the entire show this evening right here on Sports Overnight America. We'll play some Barron sports trivia. But a lot of things happening in the world of sports. But to me, this is important. Growing up here in Southern California, when there was a holiday, Memorial Day, Labor Day, July 4th, and the Dodgers were home, they'd play a doubleheader. So many times my dad would go to Dodger Stadium and spend 6 or 7 hours. We usually would leave like the 6th or 7th inning of the second game. That's ended. I mean, in fact, if a holiday's on a Monday, many times some of the clubs don't even play one game. Forget the doubleheaders. All I know is that I think the fans deserve more. Obviously, it's a question of money. Players are making a lot, owners are making a lot, and they're not giving you a lot. What's your thoughts about maybe when you were growing up, did you go to doubleheaders? Were there doubleheaders? I'm not talking split doubleheaders now where you have to pay twice. I'm talking you got the entire two games. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. There used to be a sports guy here in Southern California who wasn't very good. He was very seldom right. But one thing he said has always stuck with me. Sports is, after all, the toy department. With what's happening in the world, and nationally, is sports important to you? How do you stay stuck to sports when Supreme Court makes a decision that you might agree with or might disagree with, whatever the case might be? All I can tell you is this: Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the Dodgers were battling Arizona. Okay. Christian Walker was going crazy. He's now hit 9 home runs against the Dodgers this season. He had 5 in the 3-game series. Every time he came up, I turned to watch that game. Every time Ohtani would come up, I turned to watch the game. And I can get all the games because I bought the thing out of the package at DirecTV. But the point is, then I'd go to the news stations, back and forth like a yo-yo. Sports, is it the toy department? Can we have as much fun with sports, with what's happening in this world? What do you think? Meanwhile, Sports Illustrated, still printing, we're coming back. Summer Olympics preview. How important are the Summer Olympics to you with what's going on in this world? All right, email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more right after this.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Celebrate July 4th with the hottest deals at Lowe's. Right now, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for $15. And buy two, get one free on select paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Annuals offer in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please?
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Summer, what's not to love? Well, maybe not the scorching temperatures. Every day can't be 75 degrees with a breeze. So I went to Kohl's and stocked up on looks that'll keep me and my husband cool all season long. I got 20% off already great prices on linen dresses, cute jumpsuits, and comfy bolos. Plus, I saved $15 because I spent over $75. And I earned Kohl's cash. So bring on the summer heat. We're ready to weather it in style. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end July 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Art Soros, Galaxy Sports, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, with us. Matthew Diabas, sports historian, with us. And so I opened the show talking about toy department. It is sports, the toy department of what's happening in this world. How difficult is it to watch sports when so much is happening? Art? Your comments, you've been around a long, long time. You've been watching sports a long, long time. Your comments, is sports the toy department?
Not as much as it once was, Fred. You know, I think that the word we talked about many times on this show on Sports Overnight America, greed, has permeated the world of big-time sports. And I think the fans are starting to realize that A, it's very difficult to take your family of four to a Phillies game or a Dodger game or an Angel game. It's so expensive. And, you know, how much money do you need to make to play a game that's made for kids? I mean, if they offered you $3 million coming from the era that we came from to play baseball or basketball or football, or hell, if they offered me $300,000 at this point in time, you know, that would be a great living. How many Americans are making $300,000 plus, you know? And I think we're getting to the point where the goose that laid the golden egg is approaching death. I mean, how much money can you have? I will say this, though. Watching what Christian Walker did and the ball that Ohtani hit the other night at Dodger Stadium, that was pretty special. I mean, the people were going nuts. So, as I say this, I also say, hey, you know, it can happen again. But I think what you're looking for as a fan is that total effort. You watch a guy like a Harper in Philadelphia play baseball at full speed. You watch a young kid like Adley Rutschman, who's going to be starting for the American League at catcher for the All-Star game. These are young guys. I mean, not that Harper's that young, but they play the game the way it was meant to be played. You watch certain basketball players, it's the same thing, you know, and I think that's what people want. They want that effort. They want that special performance so that they can remember. Like I was thinking, you know, as a youngster, when I went to the 1967 All-Star game, my dad happened to know Tito Francona, who worked for Rawlings. We got seats right above the press box, you know, watching the American League, the National League do battle. I mean, what are we talking about now, Fred? 1967, 33, 57 years ago. But it's indelibly on my mind watching that game and, you know, seeing my favorite stars like the Aarons, the Clementes, you know, the Pete Roses, the Juan Marichals, the Sandy Koufax type players. That was, to me, the era of baseball where, as a kid, you know, we'd sit at the beach with our transistor radios, Matthew, and, like, you know, listen to the ball games.
Matthew, you're not as old. Art, of course, 127 years of age. Matthew, your comments about what we're talking about, the world of sports from the fans' point of view.
Yeah, I first became aware of baseball in 73, the summer of 73. And I remember as a kid, yeah, you would have Sunday doubleheaders or doubleheaders on holidays. And now I think, like Artie said, it's greed. The fact is, do you really want to do two games on one day, give fans a two-for-one package when you can split it up and get more money with an individual game package? So you got that economics going for you. Also, asking fans to sit in the stands, you know, for, you know, 6 or 7 hours, you know, especially on a hot summer's day, they'd rather be, you know, playing their video games or something like that. So you've got that short attention span and all that. And also the nature of the game, like Artie said, I mean, just a few days ago, it was at Ranger Suarez just pitched a complete game shutout, and everyone was acting like they had never seen a complete game shutout before. seriously. I mean, think about it. 50 years ago, I mean, it was normal. You know, you would have pitchers with multiple complete games, multiple shutouts and all that. Look at Koufax. He did that. You know, how many shutouts would he ever had? Was it 10 in a season or something like that? That was normal for Sandy. Go the distance, pitch a shutout. It's just the question is, how many hits would he give up and all that? But now you see a complete game shutout. It's like, oh, a miracle and all that, right? It's 50 years ago, man. You know, it was normal. You know, you expect a pitcher, your best pitcher, to get a 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 shutouts and pitch, you know, Catfish Hunter out of 43 starts, get like 26, 27 complete games out of that. But it's just the economics. We have a zero attention span. Also television. Do you really want to commandeer, was it 7 straight hours on television for 2 baseball games and all that? Because the way how expensive minutes are. And also fans want to keep switching channels because they want to watch the Avengers Endgame movie or this or that or the other thing. I mean, if you're just trying to get a game under 3 hours, I mean, was it 3 hours? Is a miracle now. They tried to speed it up. I mean, there's the death of the holiday doubleheader now, because they're either too busy watching parades or they just want to watch their favorite movies. They don't have the staying power anymore as it was, because we have too many toys now. And it's not just kids' toys, it's adult toys. You know, you got your guns, you got your video game, you got your apps, you have this, that. You can win World War III in a single sitting and all that. I mean, seriously, it's just not just for kids' toys, it's adult toys. And
so the stretcher of the dollar is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So the entertainment dollar is being stretched so many different ways. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, like that. So in a sense, it just basically sports almost is acting like an intrusion upon everyday life now, because we're so wrapped up with the political and the economic and the sexual revolutions and ideological revolutions and educational revolutions. Everything's a revolution. Everything is in revolt. Everything is chaos. There's no sanity anymore. In a sense, we're trying to preserve sanity in the midst of enormous insanity.
And I grew up, the Olympic Games to me was the greatest 2 weeks in the world of sports. It's not the same to me anymore. Art, at 127, your comments about Olympic Games coming up in France.
I think there's also been this transition from amateur athletics, as we're seeing in college football, college basketball, you know, women's softball. These were amateurs. They played on academic athletic scholarships. The people that went to the Olympics dedicated their entire lives for one moment in history. Okay, I think back to Bruce Jenner. I think back to some of the great, you know, the Mexico City Olympics with Juan Carlos. And I mean, you look at it now and it's become so political. And I guess part of that is what happened in Munich.
Yeah.
You know, that was something that kind of started that whole trend. But, you know, this idea of amateurism and professionalism, and we're dealing with it in Pittsburgh right now. Because we have a great pitcher, Paul Skeens, whose girlfriend makes more money than he does, and he's one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball, and she's a gymnast, Olivia Dunn. So, you know, I mean, how long is it going to be until the number one draft pick says, I'm going to stay back and play college and make more money this year than the NFL is going to pay me as a first-round draft pick? That's right around the corner, you guys.
Yeah.
Matthew, your comments.
Actually, Artie, you could say Olympic says extension of political ideology began actually with the Berlin Olympics of 36 with Hitler. Because definitely that was a deliberate attempt by the Nazis to justify ideologically the Nazi movement.
I have to agree with you, yeah.
Jesse Owens kicked that, and other athletes kicked that into a
contest. But how many people in our audience, Matthew, would even remember what happened? See, this is another part of it. There's historians like you, but most kids nowadays that are listening to the show or adults, they didn't realize what happened in 1936 with Mr. Owens, you know?
Yeah, but there's more than that. In 52, when the Soviet Union competed in its first Olympics, always under the communist era from 52 to 88, the Russian team was always an extension of ideology and all of that. And the thing is, this professionalism of sports, actually, the Soviet athletes, they were always subsidized. So in a sense, technically, they were pros because they had the full.
And the East German swimmers.
Yeah. The Iron Curtain, they had the full weight of their government subsidizing their athleticism, which is why from 52 to, 76, there was a domination by the Iron Curtain nations, you know, especially the Russia, you know, and East Germany. I think technically we only won one Olympiad. Was it 52? And I think 68, but the rest, it was always the communist bloc and all that in terms of gold medals won. I mean, I remember Munich, it was a very poor performance by Team USA. We only won one gold medal in track, and that was Dave Waddle, you know, the 800 meters.
One thing I will say, you guys, the part of the Olympics that I still love is the opening ceremonies, okay? When the countries come out and you look and you see all these amazing people from different cultures, different backgrounds, coming together in the Olympic Village with or without air conditioners, by the way. But the funny thing is, I find that just really intriguing. You know, and I think that whole gathering of everybody in the Olympic Village is something really special. That might be the best part of the entire Olympics. The fact that you find different cultures sharing ideas, sharing food, sharing thoughts.
Yeah,
my go ahead. Hang on. We only got 30 seconds left, but very quickly, Matthew, did you watch many of the Olympic trials this year?
No, I've just been too busy with other things. I want to try for the Paris Olympics. Now, with the Tokyo COVID-19 Olympics, I didn't really get a sense of it, so I didn't really watch many of the events, but I like to try for Paris at least. I'm going to give it a try.
Me too.
That's basically it. I want to give it a try. I do have favorite events like the marathon, but what I hate is they truncated. Instead of a real 26-mile course, now it's a 9-mile lap, 3 laps, because I know terrorism and security, but I miss the old marathons where you really got a good scenic view of the host city. I like that. They would cover as much of the territory it was, and I do miss that enormously.
We're going to take a break and come back with Barron Sports Trivia right here on Sports Overnight.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You could email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Matthew DeVos, sports authorian, art source. It's a sports authorian. He's 127 years of age. We're going to play Barron Sports Trivia, but of course, Art being 127 years of age, he has to take legal medicinal products to answer these questions. And Art, what are you taking this evening?
Right here, baby. You're waking. There are guys. It's a nootropic. You know, we're up all night, you know, all night long. And this is a an evening nootropic. It helps get the noodle working correctly. And, you know, at my point in time, I like to wake up and remember who the hell I am sometimes. So.
All right, let's start Barron Sports Trivia with Matthew, who's a sports authorian. So, only hurler to strike out 30 hitters in one World Series. Only hurler ever.
Not in one game, but the whole series.
Right, to strike out 30 or more hitters in one World Series. Who might that have been, Matthew DeVos?
Got to be Gibby. Got to be Gibby. 17 in game one, and you pitched two other games. Got to be Gibby.
Bob Gibson. You're saying Hoot Gibson, right?
Bob Gibson, yeah. It's got to be 68, yeah.
I'm agreeing with him. It was either 67 or 68. I'm not sure which
68, because remember, he had the 17 strikeouts.
So he got the Tigers and the Al Kaline and Gates Brown and Willie Horton and the boys, huh? I'm going to go with
gotta
that.
Yeah, it's got to be him. It's got to be.
Actually, he did it twice. In 64 and 68, he struck out.
That was against the Yankees, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Games 2, 5, and 7. Yeah. So, wow. Yeah. Good for Gibby. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, the best kid Bob Gibson story is the one where Vince Scully, after he beat him 1-0 on a businessman special, in 1 hour and 37 minutes, Vince Scully said, "Hey, Bob Gibson pitched like he was double parked today."
All right.
Yeah.
Art source at 127 years of age. What player did Kevin Costner play in Bull Durham?
Crash Davis?
You're saying Crash Davis?
Yeah.
The minor league?
That probably sounds right. I saw the movie, but I can't remember the character. It's been 100 million years. I'll go with Artie. I'll go with him.
That's one of my favorite baseball movies of all time. Yes, Crash Davis. Who at one point had the all-time home run, the record for the minor leagues, which is a positive and a negative. Yeah. The positive is he hit the home runs. The negative is he should be in the major leagues, but
He was very seldom in the major leagues. All right. This week, 31 years ago, I lost a good friend, and Don Drysdale passed away. And I remember it was an afternoon. I was watching the game. Who announced that Don Drysdale had passed away in a Montreal hotel? It was a national game, Matthew Diabas. Who announced it?
Oh, criminy. Oh, would it be McCarver?
Was it McCarver? Art Source, was it Tim McCarver?
All right, it was a national game. It was
31 year beat 93. I'm either Buck or McCarver. I don't know
Buck who was doing the games. I'm gonna go with Jack Buck and Tim McCarver.
Yeah, I'll go with those two. That would be my guess. Yeah, I'm just guessing, just strictly guessing.
I will tell you, it was a family affair.
Oh, Rick Monday then.
Let's see. You jump rope. What else do you do when you jump rope?
Skip? No, wait a minute.
Skip Carey.
Skip Carey.
It was on WTBS Superstation. There
Skip
you go.
Skip Carey on TBS said...
Maybe Don Sutton that, too, huh?
What?
Was Ooh. Don Sutton involved with Skip that day?
What, yeah, wasn't he? Yeah, I think he was. If he was doing, was it Braves games or something like that? Yeah. That sounds right.
I remember he said,
"Great call." That's good. Good one, Fred.
I remember he said, "I hope this isn't true." It was true. Don passed away in the Montreal hotel, and you know, I didn't know him when he was a pitcher, but I knew him when he was an announcer, and. To me, Don Drysdale, one of the nicer guys you're ever going to meet. I know.
Oh, Fred, I got to tell you, he used to have a little bar in Anaheim called Don's Dugout. And he used to come down to the Village Inn, my dad's restaurant on Balboa Island, all the time. Bigger than life. He had a swagger like John Wayne. Yeah. I mean, he had that amazing ability to relate to people. And boy, if you were a right-handed hitter and you dug in on him, better get the chin music ready to go.
Yeah. And there's a story. Willie Mays absentmindedly started digging in. All of a sudden, he realized he wiped the dirt. He said, "Big D, I ain't digging." And guess what? Big D still threw it his head. He and Frank Robinson, the battles that they had, because Robinson would deliberately crowd that plate. He would challenge Big D, and Big D would plunk him. And hey, Aaron, you know, Aaron hit more home runs off Big D than any other pitcher. 17 of his 755 home runs. Because hey,
wow.
Those two would go at each other, hammer and tongs. I mean, Big D would spin Aaron's cap, and Aaron would take him over the wall. It was an epic battle. Hey,
you know who I heard from the other day on Facebook? You guys, Claude Osteen, the classy left-hander from Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know, this week I talked to somebody about that famous UCLA game against Houston in 1969 when
the Astrodome.
Kareem Lou Alcindor had the eye problem and Houston won 71-69. Art Source from Barron Sports, Barron's Trivia. What network carried that game?
TVS.
TVS carried that game, and they were famous for carrying a lot of those great games.
They got famous, I think, because of Pete Maravich.
Yeah. But, okay, who did the color?
Charlie Jones? Charlie Jones?
No, in that game, Houston versus
Billy Packer and Al McGuire and did Al McGuire do the
color? No. He was still coaching. Al McGuire was still coaching. So I thought it was Charlie Jones. It wasn't Charlie Jones?
It was Dick Enberg did the play-by-play.
Yeah.
Former Hall of Famer did the color. Who might that have been?
I'm going to go with not Billy Packer, but
same initials. Same initials.
D-E.
Bob Pettit.
I don't know. I'm sorry. No.
Bob Pettit. I got you. I was thinking D.E. Bob Pettit.
I'm going to throw you one more question.
I think that was 68, not 69. I think the game was 68. Wasn't it 68 in the Astrodome?
68, right. Okay. 68.
68.
Edgar Lacy, the UCLA forward, quit after the game because John Wooden pulled him out. Yeah. However, when they met again at the sports arena, remember now, Houston beat UCLA 71-69. Mm-hmm. When they met again in a couple of months at the sports arena in the semifinals of the NCAA tournament, UCLA barely beat them 101-69. It was a very close game. Folks, you can email us.
They gave up the same amount of points, but they scored another 30.
Elvin Hayes, Fred at AOL.com.
But a question from this week. This week at Dodger Stadium, Christian Walker hit 5 home runs in a 3-game series, okay? That's the most against the Dodgers since when? When was the last time somebody hit 5 home runs in a series of three or fewer games?
Or somebody that hit a bunch of home runs, Dale Long, or...
I wonder if Stan the Man Musial did it against the Brooklyn Dodgers, because I remember one doubleheader. He had 5 home runs in a doubleheader. And you're talking about three games.
I think he would have been a terror.
I would go with Stan the Man against the Brooklyn Dodgers. That would be my call. Stan the Man.
The answer that they said on the air on Thursday night actually was 1951. Don Mueller at the Polo Grounds hit 5 home runs in a 2-game series. So that was it. This is a 3-game series. But this is really interesting.
Was Mueller like a Walt Dropo, had one big year or a couple of big years and then never heard of again?
Mueller played a bunch of years, but I never saw him as a home run hitter. But he must have been pulling it down that right field line, which was only 257.
290 or 257 or something.
Well, that's what it was. Why do you think Mel Ott had 323 home runs at the Polo Grounds out of 511? Because right field was only 257, man. You know, hey.
After Thursday's game, the Diamondbacks beaten the Dodgers 5 out of 9. In those 9 games, Christian Walker has 9 home runs. All right, we're going to come back with more on Sports Overnight America. Right.
This is sponsored by Checkers and Rallies. The second Friday of each July is officially National French Friday, and everybody knows that Checkers and Rallies' tasty burgers, hot dogs, and chicken sandwiches are best with an order of fully loaded French fries to complete the meal. Across the United States, Checkers and Rally's drive-in restaurants are gearing up for a delicious celebration. From July 1st through the 12th, they are offering a chance to win a fully loaded French fry pass, which gets you free fully loaded fries for a year. That's enough for one regular size fully loaded fries each week for 52 weeks. 100 winners will be selected. Visit frygiveaway.com to enter. Must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older. No purchase necessary to enter. Plus, in honor of Checkers and Rally's moving National French Fry Day to be on a Friday, Rewards App members can get a free regular size fully loaded fries with any purchase starting Friday, July 12th, the real Friday, through Sunday, July 14th. Remember, you must be a member of the Checkers and Rally's Rewards program to get this app-based offer. So download the app and join today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today.
A smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. Email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Matthew DeVos, sports historian with us. Art Source from Galaxy Sports with us. And Matthew, you've written a couple of books, Lord of the Gridiron, and now I think you're coming out with a new book in 2026. Are you not?
Yes, actually two books, provided a democracy isn't overthrown and I get sent to a concentration camp. Yeah, in April of 2026, my book, Patriarchs of the Dugout, Baseball's Greatest Managers, will be released. I'm presently working on that. And in the fall of 2026, October 26, Men in the Huddle, Pro Basketball's Greatest Coaches, should also be coming out simultaneously there. The 50 greatest NBA head coaches of all time. So hopefully, you know.
So Matthew, let me ask you a question. How's Andy Reid doing on that list? Is he working his way up football list of great coaches?
Yeah. I mean, I keep updating it ever since the release of my book coming up on 2 years now. Yeah, Andy's up there. He's in the top 10 now. So yeah, let's see if he can three-peat. Boy, that will be something if he can three-peat.
Has anybody ever three-peated?
Not in the Super Bowl, never.
Did the Packers do it once, I think?
But Lombardi, but that was not three Super Bowls. The 65 NFL championship game, then Super Bowls one and two. That's the last guy to do three straight championships. But no one has ever won three straight Super Bowls, ever. So that's going to be interesting, man. Going to be interesting. Yeah.
Go ahead, Art.
I was going to say, you know, along that line, I was talking to Dennis Tobler, who's the great handicapper. And he was talking about Billy Walters' new book. He wanted to let everybody know that it was just a great read. Have you guys had a chance to read it yet?
No. What did he write about?
The world of sports and how the gambling has changed. And, you know, from where we were like just 10 years ago to where we are now is a sea change of 180 degrees. Yeah. And I was just wondering if you guys have had a chance to look at that.
No.
The other thing I was wondering about while we're talking about it is, did you hear what happened to the Utah State coach, Blake Anderson, who I think is a heck of a football coach?
Got fired.
What happened? What happened?
Was that for not reporting some things that didn't happen on campus?
His a couple of his players apparently allegedly took advantage of some women, and he didn't make it clear what they had done. He let them play, and he got fired. A couple of days ago, I
just found out about that, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
No, I didn't hear that. No, I didn't hear that at all, man. Ah, man.
But I think you've come out, Matthew, with the college basketball thing, the latest top 50 ratings.
Yeah.
Now, where is John Wooden?
Numero uno. Yeah. Numero uno. The
got him. Got him. Totally shot.
Totally
shot.
Yeah.
Where do you have Coach K?
Let me ask you a couple.
Number three. Yeah, he's the third greatest. Number two.
Go ahead, Fred.
Wait a minute. Who's number three?
Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski.
Okay,
yeah,
so Coach K is three. Okay, so when I was growing up, and Pete Newell was at Cal, and Phil Warpert was at USF, were they eligible under your rules to
Wolpert under a special ruling. He only did 9 seasons. Technically, I have 3 standards of eligibility. If you did 20 years, regardless of whether you won an NCAA championship in Division I-A, you're eligible. If you won one NCAA tournament title or the minimum of 10 years of coaching in Division I-A, you're eligible. If you were able to win 2 NCAA, Division I-A NCAA titles in a 5 to 9 year period, you're eligible, and Wolpert did that in the 50s era because he had Bill Russell and Casey Jones. I mean, 2 consecutive seasons of absolute perfection. And of course, Russell and Casey Jones absolutely revolutionized defensive basketball, as it were.
Let me ask you, where do you have my old buddy Jerry Tarkanian on that list?
Number 10. I mean, Tark, you got to give Tark his props, man. I mean, despite all that stuff that was going on UNLV, I always respected him as a coach. He always had his players
and
back.
He sure loved his kids. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, yeah. He worked them hard, but he wasn't abusive like Bobby Knight. I would rather play for Tark than from Bobby Knight any and every day of the week, as far as I'm concerned. Also, Dean Smith, too. Dean Smith. Yeah.
Dean Smith, of course, not only was a fine basketball coach, although people got on him for only winning the one national title, but
until he had the first,
people would jump on him.
Well, I got three questions, Fred. I got to find out about three other coaches.
Let me throw this. When he was assistant, of course, at North Carolina, he basically desegregated the restaurants by sitting in the black areas. And so I've never, I never forgot for that. And, if you're a player later, certainly it couldn't have hurt his recruiting, because here's a guy who basically put his body on the line for something he believed. And that's something that, so I've always been a big Dean Smith. Okay. So three, you got Coach K. Who's two?
Adolph Rupp, when his work in Kentucky, before the advent of John Wooden, Rupp was the greatest of all time. But then Wooden eclipsed him.
Where's Foggy Allen?
Go ahead, Art. Let's see. Let me check in. Fog Allen. I've got, number 23.
Okay. How about the two Italians, Pitino and Calipari?
Calipari, number five. Pitino, number seven. Number 11. Number 11.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Calipari's five. He's no longer at Kentucky. Or is he at Arkansas, right?
Arkansas, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I mean, how quickly can you drop? Because obviously, because in the last few years at Kentucky, they didn't do anything. So how quickly can you drop in your system?
Well, if you have losing seasons, you're not making it to the tournament, either the NIT or the NCAA tournament, because you get points either for making to the NIT or the NCAA tournament. You can drop. Look at Bobby Knight. When he left IU and he took that Texas Tech position, actually that cost him, because he was literally starting from scratch at Texas Tech. Now Texas Tech has a decent college basketball team, but back then he literally had nothing. And it dragged him down, especially in category two, the average season rating, which measures consistency and all that. He had lean years at Texas Tech. It took some time. So it dragged him down. Even his last nine seasons at IU, because after 91, he never made it to the Final Four again. Actually, I can argue that after 91, Bobby Knight became a was and was no longer an is. Basically, you could trace his decline and fall after 91, in my opinion. Okay.
Yeah. All right, let me change the subject here. A week ago or so, the Pac-12 TV networks went dark. Obviously, they went dark because there's only two teams left in the Pac-12. Yeah. But I think, and I said this before on this show, and Ardo, I can remember, I think Larry Scott not getting the Pac-12 networks on companies like DirecTV and other satellite and cable situations is the reason that the Pac-12 is no longer with us, because they've been paid millions of dollars, but Larry Scott wanted special privileges from like DirecTV. He wanted the games to be on the regular network where everybody could get it, but the Big Ten is not there. The SEC is not there, and the ACC is not there. So DirecTV, and they've made a lot of mistakes, but in this case, they were correct. Anyways, Art, you're an old guy. A lot of money involved here. I think the Pac-12 might still be here with the millions of dollars that these cable and satellite systems, if they had carried the games.
Well, and that's one of the things my argument was. You have the USA Network. I mean, you look at the world of golf now. They had so many events on a couple of weeks ago that they had USA, CNBC. They had all these branch networks. You know, there's a way to get games on TV if the crowd is there. I mean, I look at the NBC family with Golf Channel and USA Sports and CNBC and MSNBC. I mean, how much politics can you watch during the week? I mean, put some football games on, you know? I mean, they've got the place to put them on, and you're starting to see it now. I'm very interested to see what this new cabal you know, with Discovery and ESPN and Fox, how they're going to align themselves with their $44.95 package and provide sports. Because right now we've gone from five conferences to four super conferences, and you can only put a couple of games, maybe three games, at a, you know, a week from each of the conferences. So there's going to be some good, I guess you could call them mid-level games that people would want to see. You know, maybe a Minnesota at Wisconsin or Oregon at Washington, games like that. I'm interested to see how they work with that. Because, I mean, last year, watching college football, there were 45 games on every Saturday. And, I mean, you had to go through and pick out what you thought, you know, what your favorite games were, because there's no way you can watch all those games.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthew, but, you're younger. Comment on that.
I think the thing, especially with college football, you got now like four conferences. My prediction is down the road, it's just going to be two. You got Big Ten and SEC basically swallowing everyone up. You're going to have mega mergers. What you're going to have?
So you see like 70 teams or 60 teams that are going to be the big boys.
I wouldn't even think that. I think it's going to be like kind of like a college football Premier League, maybe 32 to 40 teams, two super conferences. You're going to have at least three or four rounds of playoffs, and then you're going to have like a Super Bowl like thing, like like first week of February. Probably no more Pro Bowl game. That's where they'll play the college national championship game, first weekend, first Sunday, you know, or Saturday in February, and something like that. That's my
prediction. Bowl games are going to survive, the smaller bowl games, Matthew, as we go through all this?
I think it's going to be like a Premier League concept where you have elite teams. You might have elevation and relegation. You use the smaller bowl games to as championship. In other words, you win that small bowl game, you get elevated up to the big boys, and you
gotcha.
It's like in British soccer.
Right.
You know, you have three teams be relegated and three teams take their place and all that and compete with the big boys and all that. That is if they use elevation and relegation. That would be my recommendation. They probably won't. It'll probably just be a small closed club. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with college basketball if they go with college basketball.
Well, Fred, weren't we talking a couple of weeks ago about them expanding the tournament to like 72 teams?
Which I hate. I hate it. Bobby Knight was right about one thing. It should be back to 32. And his memoirs, he said it should go back to 32. That's the only thing I ever agreed with him on that issue, 32 teams. But they won't do it. They're, you know, and now, I mean, if you expand like that, why don't you just get rid of the NIT? Just get rid of it.
One more thing I want to talk about? Major League Baseball All-Star Games, to me as a kid, were the greatest thing of all time. The Midsummer Classic. I loved it because, remember, we only had the game of the week. Maybe one game, or maybe a Dodger-Giant game, or maybe the Angels at Yankee Stadium on the West Coast. In the East, they had a few more games. Yankees played a lot. Phillies had a lot of games on. But one of the things that bothered me about the All-Star game are these new softball uniforms. And the Major League Baseball is doing it again with these, whatever they call these uniforms they've been wearing. And, I mean, I like throwback uniforms. I think the old Braves uniforms from Hank Aaron are cool.
Yeah.
I like the old Pirates, Roberto Clemente uniforms.
Yeah.
But in an All-Star game, I want to see the National League, all the home team, wear their uniforms, their real uniforms. And I want to see the American League wear their real uniforms. Am I the only person that thinks that is the way it should be?
No, I want it too. The thing is, with the advent of these humongous salaries, no one wants to get hurt anymore. No one wants to lay it on the line. And it's all there. You were asking me, Fred, favorite all best, who has the best All-Star game? It used to be baseball, but now all four of them, it's like, bleh, you know, because no one wants to lay it on the line because you're not supposed to get hurt. So it's
yeah, Ray Fosse and Pete Rose. You don't think they were playing full speed?
No, I mean, it just, you know, it's a farce anymore. I mean, I almost like, you know, now the more important thing is the home run derby. That's the only exciting thing. Now the rest is just blah, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the Pro Bowl is nothing. It's a flag football thing.
And
NBA
I used
basketball
to go to the
Pro
Bowl in L.A.
You've got rap
Years
stars.
Ago. I mean,
you've got rap stars
game.
Playing the thing and all that. Actually,
you guys were making $7,500, and they bought 5,000 of the winners and 2,500 of the losers. That game meant a lot to those guys.
I mean, the NBA thing is a farce. It's no defense anymore. Actually, the three-point shooting contests are more funny, or they let rap stars play, you know, scrimmage games or something like that.
Bet of the year always is take the over in the NBA
All-Star
game.
Let's take a break and we'll come back and wind up sports.
Yeah.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com. We were just talking about the Major League All-Star game a couple weeks straight away in Texas. Otani indicates that he will play in the game, but he won't play the Home Run Derby. Matthew, explain that to me because I'm not quite sure why.
The Dodgers seem to be guarding him like the crown jewels. In other words, they're only going to expose him to when it really counts. They don't want to take the slightest chance or risk of something happening to Otani. They're hyper guarding him and all that. In other words, they don't want him to pull the slightest muscle. They don't want him.
They changed the rules in the home run hitting contest. Because of what happened to Bobby Abreu, yeah. Because of what happened to some other stars yeah. over the years yeah. who had terrible second halves because they were out there trying to win this home run hitting contest, and it basically took so much out of them that, like you said, I think the Dodgers are very, very scared. But I'll tell you what, the nation deserves to see Shohei, even if he only played in the first round and hit a couple of those taters in the upper deck, the moonshots, that ball he hit, like I was talking about earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. To the top row, you know, in the right center field bleachers. I mean, who hits the ball like that since Wilbur Stargell and McCovey and guys like that?
Well, McGuire on steroids, too. Don't forget McGuire but on yeah. steroids. Yeah, yeah.
Sosa
yeah.
By the way, I read this week that Sammy Sosa still has never apologized. He's never admitted it. You think he ever will?
No. Ooh. Isn't he living in Qatar or Dubai or something like that, living life large?
Phooey on him. Phooey on all of them.
Also, last week was the Bobby Bonilla week when he picked up the $1 million as he wrote for
that shows sports agents what could be, you know, if they really cared about the guys they represent. What a great deal that is. If there are every guy that's out there that signs a big long-term contract, first call he should make is to Bobby Bonilla. How'd you do it, Bobby?
All right. I'd like to thank Mario. I'd like to thank Matthew, Art, and back with more all night long on Sports Overnight America.